Our 5-minute Sunday school lesson is, what does GBF need now? And I never thought this title would have the meaning and significance that it does at this time. The truth be told, what our congregation and the body of Christ across the globe needs today is no different than what the church needed in the first century when Paul wrote his epistles to the different Christian churches. It goes without saying that Grace Bible Fellowship needs committed people, godly teaching, generous gifts to the Lord's work. We need answers to prayer and faithful intercessors. We desire to see souls saved and our land healed. But if there's one particular need that stands out in our day and age, I believe it would be this. We need Christians who are serious about being filled with the Holy Spirit of God. The filling of the Spirit, described in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, is the condition of a believer who yields himself or herself to the Lord by coming to God as often as necessary for cleansing from sin. The Christian confesses their sin and then asks God to control his or her thoughts, words, and actions. Over 25 years ago, I was at a gathering of 40 to 50 Christian workers. An older evangelist spoke on the subject of prayer and estimated that about 5% of Christians, and maybe even Christian workers, as I recall his words, are filled with the Holy Spirit at a given time. I'm afraid his figures may have been right. It's easy for all of us Christians to get sloppy in this area, and not yield to the Lord. We can deceive ourselves by thinking, I've given God 10% of my money, I've given him hours of my time, and 60% of my attention. I'm doing a lot for the Lord. Beware, because it is the area or areas which you refuse to give over to him that will bring you trouble and harm. But when a Christian man, woman, boy, or girl yields their heart to the Lord, you will be amazed at what follows. The fruit of the Spirit flows out of such yieldedness. Spirit-filled Christians want to pray. They want to serve. They want to share their faith. They want to support God's work and want their lives to count for eternity. And the church needs those Christians today and every day. We truly do. Is it difficult to be filled with the Spirit? God doesn't make it difficult. Jesus told his disciples that God wants his children to have the gift of the Holy Spirit. Remember, he said that in the Sermon on the Mount. In fact, the Holy Spirit indwells each person who places their trust in the Lord Jesus. And when he comes in to stay. What is hard is that we Christians may not want to obey the Holy Spirit. Instead of listening to God, we may choose to walk by the flesh rather than the Spirit. We still have that old nature. And as the old illustration goes, there was a man who had two very tough dogs and they liked to fight. And somebody asked him which dog won those fights. And he said, well, the one I feed the most. Which nature do we feed? That's a problem today, just like it was a problem when Paul wrote to the Galatians. Do you want to bless your family, your life, your church, and your Savior? Be filled with the Spirit and keep on being filled, because this is not just a one-time thing. There is spillage that occurs. There are times when we sin. We need to keep being filled with the Spirit. And so we go and confess our sins to our Lord, not to be saved again, but to be filled with his Spirit, so that we might be vessels for his use, so that we might bring glory to him, and so that we might enjoy that peace and assurance that comes from walking after the Spirit. God bless you.